Hey, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to focus on making our families strong. In today's passage, God goes big to explain the vision of marriage. The big vision has too often been shrunk to focus on the happiness and satisfaction of a husband and wife. I want to clarify that. Certainly, happiness and satisfaction are desired outcomes of marriage, but marriage is bigger than a husband and wife and their happiness because marriage is about God. Genesis chapter 2:18, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man that the man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him.'" Let's think about that. Man's aloneness did not fit into God's ultimate plan. He made a helper for the man. That word helper, by the way, is not in any way a demeaning or derogatory term. It is normally a word used to describe God himself. In the Psalms, we hear that God is our helper. I will not be afraid. So God made a helper to complete the man. What the man lacked, the woman supplied, and what the woman lacked, the man supplied. Together, they could do what they could never do alone. So the big vision of marriage is this: bring glory to God together in a way that you could never do alone. Marriage is bigger than you as an individual or as a couple. Marriage is more than just being happy. Marriage is an adventure, a mission that God has put you on together. And when you focus on your happiness, selfishness will damage or destroy your marriage. But when you focus on pleasing God in your marriage and doing together what you can't do by yourselves, you experience deep satisfaction. Obedience always satisfies. So, Father, help us get a big vision of marriage. Help us be about the mission you have put us on to accomplish. In Jesus' name, amen.